now beaming into Nerd FT Radio.
This is Nerd FT Radio, where nerds full-time, explorers of the metaverse, surfers of the blockchain, and not in our mom's basement. I'm your host, RSG, a.k.a. the Mars Maxi, and I'm here with Crypto Crier, a.k.a. the Penguin Crier. How are you?
Penguins. I am a penguin, and my penguin is me.
Let me ask you, does that mean that we need to change our...
Yeah, we gotta switch it up.
...cover.
Gotta switch the cover up.
Wow.
Third time's a charm, baby.
third time? Yeah, I guess you...
I mean, we're just slapping a new picture in there. It doesn't matter, really. I don't think.
That's upsetting, man. It is what it is. The merchandise, are we going to have to refund it? Oh, wait, never mind. We didn't have merchandise. We're here. The penguin's here. The Crier penguin is here. Crier, we obviously have to talk about the penguins now. So you bought this pudgy penguin prior to the news that just came out. Let me ask you. Obviously, if I'm not mistaken, Gro was the one that was like, Crier, get your ass a penguin.
And he's been telling me to get penguins since ETH Denver. He's just been talking about them over and over.
Okay,
I joined this like Telegram with a bunch of his friends. They're all pudgies. And
Time out. Did you just say Telegram?
I am, yeah, Telegram.
Let me ask you.
It's bad.
Are you using...
I hate it.
It's okay, it's bad, but are you actually using Telegram like on the daily?
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Oh, especially for all the shitcoin, man, you got to use Telegram. That's for all the shit.
Oh, so that's why I lost money.
That's why you lost money.
You got to keep going. So, you bought this pudgy penguin. Yeah. We obviously knew that Luca's been saying, "Hey, something big's coming up." So, Crier, let me ask you, what was that big news that popped up?
Yeah, so they secured a $9 million funding round from 1YK, I can't remember the company's name, but essentially it was a simple agreement of future equity. So it wasn't like a all-out deal similar to like how Doodles did with 776, where they're already getting upfront equity. This is one is more of the lines of a seed stage, but it's a promise of future equity if and only if they are acquired or raises more capital in the future. They don't change the board. There's no ownership changes. There's no corporate takeover type idea that's happening, which I support a lot. That's been one of my problems with Doodles and stuff like that, is the fact that it's been pitched as a DAO for the people type deal, but in reality, it's just we were able to raise money and now the holders don't matter at all.
It wouldn't be a podcast episode without Crier throwing some shade at the Doodles, but keep it going. That's why we're changing.
Shade.
Hey, that's why we're changing why the cover art, it looks like. Yep, got to keep it going.
But yeah, they did a raise. Essentially, they are looking to fund out their toys and collectibles. They already have been doing a killer job on their just internet presence. They have 500,000 followers on Instagram. They do like little daily inspirational videos or funny little animations with the penguins. I think they do a really good job. They have 3 billion views on their GIFs. They have a lot of presence. That Moondoggy said the other day that his uncle sent a pudgy penguin GIF in their family chat. He doesn't even know what the hell it is. I think it's cute. It's family friendly. It is heading in the right direction. The toys that will be produced will be licensed to the holders that are used. So they're giving back to the people that actually hold them. So there is some sort of use case or reason to hold a pudgy penguin versus something like Clone X or Doodles, where it's more of like a collectible. If they do well, you're still like the customer, not really like part of the company, essentially. So, you know, overall, everyone's pretty excited about it. There's also some news coming out that they're going to be launching something on the 18th of May, which is actually my birthday as well. So that was the other thing. I was going to be like, yeah, I'm still getting a pudgy for my birthday since they're announcing something. I think it's going to be cool. But as of right now, I bought one. I might get a couple more, actually.
You just said couple. So that means more than one. So that means pudgy. The next podcast I got to do, instead of pudgy Crier, I just have to say pudgy Maxi, huh?
Pudgy Maxi. Okay, no, I think it's just, this one I like a lot. I'm going to keep it. I was just looking at them. It's orange, has an orange hat. It's got cute cheeks. Boom, cute cheeks. and favorite color is orange. It just like reached out. I was like, that's the fucking one I gotta get. And it was above floor. I put out a WETH offer. The guy hadn't sold it or hasn't changed wallets for like 2 years. So this one hasn't even been like available to buy. Man. This guy's been diamond handing it for 2 years. But yeah, I scooped it up right above, like right at floor, like 4.3. I'm happy with it. And then they're cool. And I think I'm going to get a couple of the little pudgies.
I think okay, you know what the floor is at with the little pudgies right now?
Like 0.3 something.
0.3. Okay.
Not too bad.
Beating out all my bags. Lovely. Just gotta love it. Except Doodles, it looks like. But hey, we're already fighting Doodles, so let's just stay on board. By the way, speaking of Doodles, forgot to mention this last episode. I actually got the Frail airdrop, and I got super lucky on that. That's money. Even though I'm not going to sell it because I'm just a diamond hand holder for no apparent reason, and I'm probably just going to lose all its value the second it reveals. But hey, yeah. I might get really nice shoes I'm never Green going shoes. To wear. Yeah, so we'll see how it goes, but it should be fun.
That was cool. I like that drop. They actually did a good job.
That was a pretty good drop. I also agree with that, but I did want to mention before we get away from the Pudgy Penguin side of it, Jarvis, actually one of the members over on the Cool Cat team, has an awesome thread on Twitter that I would 100% ask everyone to go and check out if you want a little bit more information on this new seed round for Pudgy Penguins. He breaks it down super awesome, and it's, again, it's nice to see other projects talking good about other projects instead of just staying in their lane, not being on socials and only talking their projects. So it was nice to see a shout out from his side. I know Jarvis is he's an undercover degen. He has every single project and he's in the trenches just like you, myself, and all the others at NRN. So, and he's a part of NRN. So
shout out to T-Pan, who also scooped up Pudgy, three little pudgies and like two rods yesterday as well.
Oh, wow.
He said he listened to a Spaces with Luca, who was answering questions for 2 hours about this whole like raise and stuff like that. And he was like, he was blown away. We've been converting our shitcoin wins into NFTs, which is another good topic. Are we going to have some NFT runs here now that everyone's rich off Pepe and
not Mars? Not Mars, Crier. Not Mars. I just want to say that.
Yeah.
My shit coining days are started and finished in less than maybe 2 hours. So it is.
Not going to get on some Fate coin with us?
No. Get the hell. Get me off. I don't want to do this podcast. I'm kidding. But let's talk about the other side. We did get CPI numbers today. Yep. Crier, bullish, bearish. What do you think?
They came in under projections. So that means the inflation's going down faster than expected. So they got four. There was expected 5. It got 4.9, and we had a pretty reaction heavy day today. There was some fake news of Bitcoin, the U.S. wallet transferring Bitcoin, and made the price of Bitcoin drop 5% today as well, which was nice. But it recovered pretty quickly. So overall, I don't think it's really bearish or bullish realistically. Historically, whenever the inflation gets lower and they stop doing the raises is actually when the recession starts, because when the raises keep happening really fast, just how we didn't see the drops or the cuts, we had a whole bunch of cuts, we had a bunch of money printing, we didn't see the effects of all that money printing for 2 years, right? Then we're like, oh, where'd all this inflation come from? That was like a later effect because we had so much money printed. Whereas this is now the opposite, where we've pulled so much money back out of the system and cut a lot of the money back out by raising rates so quickly. We'll have like more effects in 6 months or something like that, I think, personally. Right now, crypto didn't respond very much to it. Much announcement was today. I really do think it was more along the lines of that we were already due for a retracement. A little bit, like we've already had this huge run up going into the 2600s, 26,000. Sorry, is not, I don't think personally it is a big deal. I think anything around like that 25 to 20 range is probably going to be something that hits again sometime this summer, personally, but on Bitcoin. But I think it's something that was expected. We have been raising rates so high and so quickly. Inflation better go down. Like, it's insane. Like, this has been the fastest raise in history. It doesn't foreboding well.
Yeah. Let me ask you, because of everything that's going on, do you see this summer being an NFT summer or not?
Probably say no.
If I had to go, gotta love it. Thank you, everyone that's listening. That's an NFT trader, buyer, seller, anything, because you probably shouldn't anymore. Because you know what? We're all just going down. So it is what it is. But hey, like you said, maybe those shitcoiners start sliding some funds into their favorite NFT projects.
Probably that's what I think. Not. I think the really good ones we'll might see. Hold up their value well, just because people have been looking at projects forever that they want to be into and have a connection with the community, haven't been able to do it ever. They don't have the funds. A lot of people, we have so many wins in the NFT communities off of Pepe and Dolly shitcoins lately. I've seen a ton of people win pretty big. So I do just like, I mean, me personally did pretty well.
You personally.
I haven't bought NFTs in forever. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get a Pudgy Penguin.
Yeah. Okay.
I wanted to get one of those. I've been looking at them for a little bit. I've seen a couple other people have done the same thing with Pudgy, but like just in general, I've seen people buying either their projects that they like or are excited about. Milady's took a massive rip today because Elon tweeted them.
Before we get into that, so Milady's. So what happened, what really happened was someone tweeted a Milady's meme at Elon. Elon saw it and liked it. He literally liked it on Twitter. He then copied and saved it and then tweeted it, because he always talks about memes, and the meme literally said, I don't have any memes or something like that. What did it say?
I can't remember what it was, yeah, but I just saw Milady from Elon, and I was like, oh shit, this is going to be...
Exactly. It's more the sense of like when, you remember when Elon actually already, changed... It went up to 7, but no, you remember when Elon actually changed his PFP to like 100 Bored Apes, and Bored Apes just flew, and he made the joke literally 6 hours later after changing it. He goes, ha, I told you I can right click save your NFTs. So again, for the people that think it's something to do with Milady's, like, no, it's not. It's just he copied a meme he saw that was funny, like Moondoggy's uncle or whatever a Pudgy Penguin, and he's like, that's funny as hell. Let me send it. And that is it. From my take, at least.
I mean, something on the back end? They went to 7. They're already back down to 5. I guarantee you within 2 weeks, we'll be back down to like the 4, upper 4, something like that.
Yeah.
There's no reason. Again, like it was just, it's like people tweeting something and then everyone goes and buys.
Then Elon tweeted at him laughing, and Turbo just like skyrocketed another 40%.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Thank you, Elon.
Thank you, Elon, for criers.
It's great for people who already have the bag. Like you instantly are like, holy shit, like I got to sell this after the pump right here. Now. Like Milady's doubled in price today. The back, you could have, I saw a guy, he took a Weth offer on a Bored Ape for 9, bottom a lady at 7, and then 8 minutes
later. Mutant Ape, 6. You meant. Mutant Ape.
Yeah, sorry.
I saw that. I definitely saw that. Like, hey, listen, it's
nice.
Cryer just said, whenever that big news pops up, it's more sell the news and then just buy back in 2 hours and you'll be fine. You'll be
if you already have it. Like if you're trying to chase it,
if
like,
you that's have risky it, exactly. Absolutely. Or you got to be, it's like the shit coins. You just got to be, if you're on the screen 24/7, you got to be quick, baby, and you're ready to rock and roll.
Like RSG.
Yeah, I'm not quick. I was on the podcast. You know what? Cry, I've been giving you shit for a few days, but really, I saw this shit coins at 25 to 30 for hours, and I had the opportunity to be like, you know what? I'm out, and I didn't take it. So the blame is not entirely on you, but it's definitely at least 72%.
72%. I said, hey, buy this at 14 cents. It hit 50 cents within 25 minutes of me doing that. And you could have sold it at, so that was a good, that was a
point one Cryer, point one RSG. You told me to hold it to 1, so I did. So we're tied right now. Point two to Cryer, good call. Point one, two to RSG. You told me you didn't, you just added me and you didn't say sell. You just added me. That doesn't mean buy more or sell. I don't know which one. And you decided to sell. It's fine. We're good. Let's go into the next topic. The other thing I wanted to mention on this segment that we usually always do. Listen, No, we're going in a different segment here. All right, the new segment, actually, it's an old segment. We have other people coming into the space. It happens every single time. We're going to talk about it really quickly. And what I actually think is pretty cool. Warner Brothers Sports is entering the NFT game. They're allowing fans to now collect unique digital assets of their favorite sports. Imagine NBA Top Shot, but actually open to any platform. It's going to be on OpenSea. Nice. It's going to be on other things. When Crier, when we talk about like what Doodles did with Doodles 2, the reason why it's a little like was because it was on Flow. Flow doesn't allow you to transfer those things. You have to KYC. You have to do a bunch of things where it's restricted. Yeah. Like for individuals that might have
like
purchased
VV or like so many VV platforms that choosing the closed system are going to fail because eventually the open systems are better. Like, open systems are better. There's no reason to restrict these things. Yeah. So I like that choice, which is actually surprising to me for Warner Brothers because they're super, they're usually like
they're
super
pretty bad about stuff.
Grimy about all of their assets.
Yeah.
And stuff.
With everything. But again, this all this includes on the sports side, Eurosports, BT Sports, and Golf Digest. Again, not the NFL, not FIFA, not NBA, nothing crazy, but it's something. And when we talk about these, it's a start number one, number two. When we talk about what NFTs can truly unlock for sports fans, not just sports fan, the super sports fans, the super fan of whatever it is, not just sports, comics, anything you can think of that's there's a fandom, it allows you to get more access. It allows you to get that special whatever it is that you're looking for in that fandom. And that's where it's incredible. We talked about it with the show behind, what is it, The Masked Singer? How they're doing it on their side. On the flip side, if you remember Wagme United, it was a group of people, one of them being Gary V. Just had to say that because you're very close to being Gary V now, Crier. Never mind. That's besides the point. Where they bought a football team, a soccer team, excuse me. I've been watching too much Ted Lasso. They purchased a team and now they have a literal NFT on it. And the actual NFT holders of said soccer team have control of what they should do and what they shouldn't do. Obviously, not like drastic changes, but they allow the actual holders to start saying things and things like that, like a DAO pretty much. So hopefully this leads into other people, if it's Marvel, if it's ESPN, if it's Disney, if it's any of these Apple, Tesla, whatever, massive companies we can think of, Microsoft, they will look at this and see, hey, we want to take the open way of it and not the closed way. I know that we also had another thing that just popped up a few days ago where, if I'm not mistaken, Goldman Sachs, Microsoft, and another company, they want to make their own blockchain where I had a bunch of people reach out to me asking, wouldn't that be the opposite of what crypto is supposed to be, not decentralized? And I'm like, listen, there's room and space for decentralized and centralized blockchains. There's ways where it can be utilized for the better. But of course, if you centralize all of it, then we're not talking for the better of the person, for us, the consumer. So there are instances where centralized blockchain, centralized even crypto, it makes sense. But the overall scheme of it, we're trying to get over to the decentralized side of it. But again, it's not incredible news, but it's not bad news. So we're on the, we're in the middle side is what I like to call it. I know Crier completely disagrees with me and he's like, screw those guys. I want decentralized.
I mean, there will definitely be use cases for enterprise level blockchain stuff. No question 100%. About it. It's supply chain stuff, individual corporations having their own blockchains for the
to operate, to be
a record keeping system for every purchase and moving. It's just like a huge benefit to everybody. But yeah, when it's business from inter-business relationship, enterprise level, business to business or business to consumer, open, I think, is way to go because people want to be able to control those assets and not be restricted to a company that's going to eventually fail or go down, most likely. Most companies, given a really long time frame, are going to die. So you want these assets that are immutable and lasting forever to be not tied to some specific app or some specific thing that's probably going to die in a minimum of 50 years. So,
no, that definitely makes sense. No, it definitely makes sense. Hey, we're going to see how it goes on. Again, on the Warner Brothers side, good for you. Keep going. For the other individuals, hopefully you don't dirty up the space, dirty up the water. Maybe you do your own thing, you figure it out, but let's stick to what we're trying to do here. The last thing I did want to mention.
You want to get JP Morgan coins?
Probably not. That's definitely not what we want to do here. Let's not give the banks. Let's do everyone else but the banks. But the last thing I did want to mention on that side is on the sports side. Let's call it that. There's actually a footballer, which means soccer player for people in the United States. Jake Grealish. He's from, if I'm not mistaken, Manchester City. He actually, again, footballer, has played soccer his whole entire life. And he actually has a hobby, which is him wanting to become a DJ, and he actually had the chance to do that. And by the way, he goes by the name DJ Grello. Let's go with Grello. And he actually performed in the metaverse. So the reason why I want to talk about this, number one, was because he actually did it with one of my favorite DJs, which is Oliver Heldens. Shout out to Oliver Heldens. Phenomenal DJ. But the other thing I wanted to mention was what Web3 can provide for anyone listening to this podcast, or any famous person, or just anyone overall. What I love about Web3 and maybe even AI as well, we can put that in there, is the opportunity to truly do what you want to do. Crier, I'm going to get a little soft here. I always wanted to make a podcast. In my wildest dreams, I wanted to do this. If it was about sports, the Red Sox, video games, NFTs, didn't see that one a few years ago, crypto, whatever it is, I wanted to do that. But could I ever see myself 5 years ago, maybe even 3 years ago, doing it? Absolutely not. And what Web3 provided me to go ahead and do was the chance to do a podcast with you and create NRN with you and the Nate, Softy, K-Duck, Yaba, Bone, everyone. And FUD, I can't forget about FUD, all of them. So it's truly remarkable what this space can do. And even for an individual that all he's done his whole life was play soccer, and he goes, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and try something new. And Web3 provided that. On top of that, they actually use a platform you actually saw in ETH Denver. It's OKX, if I'm not mistaken. That platform has actually opened up
for those big exchange.
Yes, or massive exchange. And that platform has allowed super fans of Manchester City Football Club to go ahead and have access to content experiences for the club that you would never get unless you were using the platform and you had their NFTs and all that good stuff. So again, when we talk about NFTs, it's super, what it could unlock for
the super
fans,
fan. It's always for the super fans.
Exactly. It's unbelievable. And for the person that thinks, hey, I want to do this, I want to do that, but I could never see myself doing it, take the chance with Web3. Take the chance with AI. These tools and these opportunities are still so new. You might think you're late to the party, but you are not. And you have the chance to do what you really love in life. And I'm not going to cry, but yeah, that was some
I'm not going to cry, man.
That was some deep shit. But again, I just wanted to mention on that side. Now, Crier, it's been a week since Guardians 3 has come out. Before we talk about Guardians 3, there's something coming out in 2 days, which is Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
That's right. Looking good.
I am so excited to not talk to anyone for at least a month and a half.
Yeah, podcast on pause.
I cannot pause every... I'm kidding. We will be still doing the podcast, but Zelda's out very soon, Friday. Hopefully, either you went to your closest GameStop. I don't even think GameStops are open anymore. Or you went on Amazon, or you went to Best Buy, or you went to Walmart. Go play this game if you have a Switch. This game is phenomenal. It's going to be phenomenal. I hope it's going to be phenomenal. And from what we have seen,
yeah, it looks good. I mean, I'm super excited. If they just made Breath of the Wild again with, it doesn't matter. Like, they've got the formula down. It's going to murder.
I can't wait.
They did such a great job on the first one, the whole open world. All they have to do is make a different world and have different things inside of it. And that's it.
You're good.
Like, it doesn't matter. So, yeah. The puzzle systems, I'm sure, are always going to be great. They always have great puzzles.
Yeah. And the one thing that a lot of people are super excited about is the modifications with items that you're going to be able to go ahead and do. You're going to be able to pick up items and combine them to make a car, to make a weapon, to make something that allows you to float, whatever it is. And you're going to actually be able to keep that mod throughout the game, you're not going to have to build it over and over again. People are scared that you have to do it each time. No, like, they're about to do some crazy stuff, and that I'm just super excited for the game. But Cryer, let's talk about Guardians. This is going to spoil things now. So this is a massive alert. There are spoilers coming up. I want to say this one more time. We are going to spoil Guardians 3 for you if you are still listening to this podcast. We're going to spoil this unbelievable movie for you if you still are listening to this podcast.
Spoiled.
Please, you're going to get spoiled. Cryer, this movie was incredible.
Incredible. Yeah, really good.
Unbelievable. Job. James Gunn went in there and said, if I'm going to do one more Marvel movie for the rest of my life, this is how I'm going to go out. It didn't stop. From the second the movie started with Rocket and Adam Warlock to what happened to Rocket, where he was almost dying half, literally pretty much the whole entire movie, it was just truly like, I was freaking out, Cryer. I'm not going to lie. I cried so much watching this damn movie that I was just freaking out the entire time. Cryer, let me ask you, what was your favorite part about it? Did you like the villain? And just give me your thoughts.
Yeah, like I said, we did talk about this a little bit in the last one. I really think he probably is one of my favorite villains in all of the Marvel series. Like, I felt like he was like relatable. He did a really good job. You know, I don't know, there was something about him where you're like, I could see how this snowballed, right? Like, he started with this. Even his own appearance and stuff is all, he has messed himself up in the pursuit of perfection and all this stuff. It very much humanizes the villain. It can be like relatable in a sense. Like, obviously he's like sick and twisted, but you're like, man, I can see how that got away from him and he probably regrets some of it or something like that. It was relatable and really well done. So yeah, a huge fan of that. The ending scenes were great. We talked about the combat scenes were really good.
Phenomenal.
Rocket. Just the backstory of Rocket was probably one of the like the shrouded ones.
Dude, that wrecked me so bad.
He never talked about it, never seen anything about it. And it was very good.
Really that wrecked me, man. That literally wrecked me, that whole story. I was a whole mess, the whole literal mess. But the one I did want to say some things that kind of not pissed me off, but pissed me off, to be honest with you. Number one, Star-Lord, his helmet, his mask wasn't there. James Gunn has come out and said what happened. And what happened was, obviously, he was hammered, drunk, out of his mind at the beginning of the movie. And when everything went down with Adam Warlock, things happened so fast that he left his mask in his drawer, is what James Gunn said. Number two, people were upset that Rocket didn't have his rocket boots that he always has in one and two. Pretty much what's gone down there is, if I'm not mistaken, Nebula created, or Rocket created, brand new like jetpacks that are like superior to anything ever any Guardians ever had. And James Gunn's listened, like, I know you like the boots, but you're going to use the thing that's going to be better for you. So Rocket used the jetpack instead. Let me ask you, what did you think about Groot? A lot of people are, obviously, there's people that are upset that he's not Baby Groot anymore, just like anyone's upset about anything cute Groot that was grows awesome. Up. But what did you think about Groot? You liked it? I liked it too.
Yeah, I think they did a really good job. And I love the way they were able to like storing guns and all this stuff. I thought
that scene was phenomenal. Cool. Absolutely. And based on the post-credit scenes, it looks like this Groot, because a lot of people actually don't know this, that in the first movie, obviously, Groot sacrificed himself for everyone. So the first Groot that we ever saw, the massive one, that's the original Groot. The Groot that we get in Guardians 2, that's not the same Groot. That's actually the first Groot's son. And that's where the crazy scene at the end of Infinity War, where Groot's disappearing, like being snapped, turned to dust. When he says, I am Groot, James Gunn's come out and said, like, he's like looking at Rocket and saying, Dad, help me. And he disappears. That's why everyone was like freaking out after they found that out.
Yeah.
But this Groot, it looks like we're getting King Groot. And if you're a fan of the comics or you've played Contents of Champions on your phone, King Groot is literally the most badass Groot of them all. This guy is a beast. And if you look at that last or the first post-credit scene, Groot's getting big. And people are saying that we might be getting King Groot. And if we do, we're in for it. But obviously, James Gunn said this is the last time we are going to see the Guardians, these Guardians together. He specifically said these Guardians. At the end of the movie, we did see a new team formed, which had Rocket, Groot, Lin, which is Yondu's suppressor, pretty, or the, not suppressor, Yondu's, what would you like to, Padawan? What would you like to call that?
Yeah, like his apprentice or something like that.
Apprentice is the word I'm looking for, as well as that one of the kids that we don't know the name of. I don't even know who that character is. And on top of that, we got Cosmo. By the way, Cosmo was phenomenal. Awesome. Cosmo is one of the most powerful, beings in Marvel. And we got him. Actually, it's a her on the side. It's always been a him in the comics. We're getting her. That's fine. By the way, go look the actress that does Cosmo. She's great. Phenomenal. The other thing I did want to mention was the last post-credit scene that we did go ahead and see, where Star-Lord, at the end of the movie, everyone went their own path. Rocket is now the leader of the new Guardians. Drax, he's going to become the dad figure for all the kids that they saved at the end. Nebula wants to go do her own thing. Gamora, obviously, she's going to be, what is it, a Ravager? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Ravager.
Ravager, she's going to go do her thing with Sylvester Stallone and the rest of the crew. By the way, Ravagers were phenomenal. There's the one that's like the Doctor Strange one, Sorcerer one. I love him. It was great.
Like fish looking one or whatever.
He's so dope. And the ice guy, he's so sick. They're all super powerful, super awesome. We're also getting Mantis doing her own thing for the first time ever. And the last thing was that, for everyone's surprise, Star-Lord is heading back to Earth. He's always said in every movie that he hates Earth and he's never going back. And he went back and saw his grandfather again, bawled my eyes out. And at the end of that post-credit scene, we get a Star-Lord will return. Like, we always get a little will return somewhere. So I'm super excited. I'll personally say that I think he will be back for the next Avengers movie. Looks to be the Kang one, if I'm not mistaken, Kang Dynasty. I'm so excited for the next Avengers. I'm so excited for all Marvel. I can't wait more stuff. I'm so happy to just get more stuff.
Now that RSG's made us listen to the recap of the story in two episodes.
Yes. Yes, I did.
This guy.
But we're done now. Now we're on to Spider-Verse 2 that's coming out at the end or the beginning of June. And then after that, we have Flash. So that's what's on the agenda right now. Super awesome movies that are coming out. On the other side of the shows-wise, I haven't asked you this, but Cryer, what shows have you been watching? I know on my side, the only show I've been watching is Ted Lasso and, of course, One Piece. I'm on like episode 3.
I've been watching Succession and Barry. Okay.
Barry's phenomenal.
Have you watching it or no?
Yes, not the new one, but Barry's just a
Oh yeah, the new season's so good show. Too. They did a really good job so far. Succession has been incredibly good this year. There's a new Apple TV show called Silo that I just started. I think it just came out, but there's like two episodes. Really cool. It's like a sci-fi show, like the end of the world, and everyone lives in like a protected, like radiation protective silo, essentially. That they know nothing about. Like, they know not how it was made or how it got here or how any of these people, like, just been living there for hundreds of years. They don't know if it's like safe to be outside, stuff like that. Super interesting idea and story. Been watching that. Just started last night.
Okay. Hey, listen, there's always something to watch.
It's always
you just
something.
Gotta find it. There's so much TV, so many movies coming out. So just be out there. One thing, I gotta do this for Carolina. We have The Little Mermaid's coming out. And Disney, I'm gonna be real with you. Just Disney's been awful with live action, like from the animated to live action. They've just not done a good job. And the first reviews actually just came in for The Little Mermaid, and everyone's like loving the movie. So unfortunately, your boy here, RSG, probably is going to the movies to see it. I will be back with a nice, very short review, 15 seconds or less. But I have to, for the people out there that grew up with Disney, these incredible movies, all these animated movies, I got to do it for the people. So I'll let you know how it is.
For the peeps.
For the people. But that pretty much wraps it up. For the podcast, we'll be back next week with another episode of Nerd FT Radio. By the time you hear us again after this episode, I hope you're at least 3% into Zelda, because it's going to be crazy. So I can't wait. Crazy. Go get that game. We'll be back next week. We'll talk to you guys later. Peace.
Peace.